It's 26 past six on breakfast. That means it's time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. And the Wallabies are through to the World Cup final.
One over the top. Pocock is in there, searching for the ball. And almost gaining it. Knocked on. And that is full time. And the Wallabies are through to their fourth Rugby World Cup final.
And they're also completely out on their feet, Clarky. Adam Ashley Cooper.
That's the news. The Wallabies through to the World Cup final. They beat Argentina 4-0. But Warwick Hadfield, it was closer than that on the actual field, wasn't it?
It was, Fran. Look, Australia scored the 4 tries, 3 to Adam Ashley Cooper, the flying hyphen, and a wonderful little intercept grab by Rob Simmons, the lock. But good goal kicking by fly half Nicolas Sanchez kept the Argentines in, and it really wasn't until Ashley Cooper's 3rd try, set up by a scything run down the left wing by Drew Mitchell, and then he dashed across to the right wing. It was a great little run. They reckon he went through all 15 of the Argentines before he passed it to Ashley Cooper. That made the score 29-15. Now, the Argentines still kept coming, and the Australians, right up to the full-time whistle, had to defend like fury. It was once again what was known as the fabled wall of gold against Wales. But having said that, there were little gaps here and there, and you fear the All Blacks, particularly the likes of Dan Carter, who was superb in New Zealand's close win over South Africa. They'll probably exploit that a little bit more, but perhaps that, I don't know, maybe it doesn't do justice to the Argentines, who showed throughout the whole tournament that they're now one of the most powerful rugby nations in the world, capable of playing an expansive game while still controlling things in tight. Now, you heard in that commentary, David Pocock did play after the Blue Hills saga about his calf. Not only did he play, he was brilliant. He was brilliant at the breakdown. Some of his tackles were just superb. And best of all, he was there at the end, bloodied. He carried a cut, a bloodied face right through the whole match. But there was no indication that this calf had played up in any way, shape or form.
And, I'll tell you what, though, he did. I mean, I noticed the captain said afterwards it's not left much in the tank and they've got to regroup for next week. But David Pocock looked like he'd been jumped on by a sort of 30 Spartans. He looked absolutely pummeled.
Well, he did, but I mean, remember he's had a couple of weeks off, so this is a great opportunity to get some match fitness back into him ahead of the game against the All Blacks. There are plenty of other blooded Australians around as well. Scott Fardy went off. He had blood all over his face. So I think it gives a fair indication of just how tough this was. Once upon a time, you would have thought a win like this over the Argentines would be a given, and it certainly wasn't, Fran.
Certainly wasn't. We should mention the netball because the Silver Ferns have struck back against the Diamonds in the Constellation Cup.
In the series and also in this game, the series is now 2-1. The Silver Ferns were 9 goals down in the third quarter, managed to get things level at the break, and then ultimately won by 3 goals. Australia's coach Lisa Alexander did try some new combinations, and she gave a couple of young'uns their first international appearances, Ashley Brazel and Joe Weston, and also she took Caitlin Bassett off at half time, and at that time she had 24 goals from 24 attempts. So it's not the best Australian side, but I think you'll see the best Australian side in the final game next week, Fran.
Again, better make sure the crowds are there in full voice. Could make the difference. Warwick, thank you. Talk to you again at 7:30.